Now, in fact, they couldn't do it for a lot of reasons today. One of the reasons is a lot of their telephones use IP protocol and use things like Skype and so on that go through the internet right now. And so, in fact, we're becoming dependent on it for more and more different things. Like when you take off from LAX, you're really not thinking you're using the internet. When you pump gas, you really don't think you're using the internet. What's happening increasingly, though, is these systems are beginning to use the internet. Most of them aren't based on the internet yet, but they're starting to use the internet for service functions, for administrative functions. And so if you take something like the cell phone system, which is still relatively independent of the internet for the most part, its internet pieces are beginning to sneak into it in terms of some of the control and administrative functions. And it's so tempting to use these same building blocks because they work so well, they're cheap, they're repeated, and so on. So all of our systems more and more are starting to use the same technology and starting to depend on this technology. And so even a modern rocket ship these days actually uses internet protocol to talk from one end of the rocket ship to the other. And that's crazy. It was never designed to do things like that.